We want to close out our program after a harrowing week with one more voice. Irvin Mayfield plays trumpet in New Orleans and is the city's official cultural ambassador. He is in Baton Rouge today with much of his family. His father and one of his brothers stayed in their New Orleans area house during the hurricane. Irvin Mayfield hasn't yet heard from them. The young musician offers these words on the future of the city of his birth.
Born and raised 100% true New Orleanian. You know, I prided myself on never having to really live for an extended period of time anywhere else. You know, I pretty much made my living and my name, you know, living and residing in the city of New Orleans. I mean, we have to rebuild. We have to move forward. Cities must be resilient if we're going to show the resilience of our country. So I think that's part of our job. You know, what people have to do is, I play the trumpet, so I need to go back and play the trumpet. And then there's teachers who need to go back and teach. You know, kids need to go back and grow up properly. And we don't have that option as Americans to look at any part of our country in a sense of abandonment. The only thing that can make New Orleans more so of a cultural mecca is if the Constitution was written there. But the music, the constitution of music was created. That's where jazz was born. Jazz is the music of America. And really, jazz is really the manifestation of democracy in the music. It's just a question of, you know, how are we going to be resilient, what we can do. You know, I think jazz can be a representative of that, because what jazz actually does is, jazz takes, yeah, it's hard right now, but it's going to be better. It's a great sensibility to take what we have, and we're going to do the best with what we got. And then the thing about jazz is, you don't just take what you got and just do what you can with it. You have to do it with style. Tragic situations give a person the mandate to define themselves of what they're going to be and who they are. And I think that the city of New Orleans, New Orleanians, I think, have to find that resilience, because that's what it takes to move on. But this country has endured many things, and the world has also. And, you know, this is just another major catastrophe that we're going to have to deal with and we have to endure.
New Orleans trumpeter Irvin Mayfield, today in Baton Rouge. He asked that we play the song you just heard. It's by Irvin Mayfield and pianist Gordon Parks, and it's called Wing Song. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.